This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, the 10th day of May. Thank you again for letting us be a part of your Saturday mornings. Good morning, Jaja!
Morning!
Riding like the wind. Anyway, happy Saturday morning to all y'all out in East Cobb.
In East Cobb?
As opposed to West Cobb.
Okay.
My folk.
Okay.
Out there in East Cobb.
All right now.
So, happy Saturday. It's just kind of a crawl back in bed if you don't have nothing to do Saturday morning.
But there's a lot of people who can't crawl back in bed because they're out at the Battery running right now, walking and running for the, you know, brain tumor run that's happening out there in the Battery area. We salute all the people who are out there getting drenched but still out there doing what they do for a very worthy cause. People who are on their way to maybe commencements at some of the various institutions. Congratulations to the graduates and the family members who are in town who've come in, the people who have poured into these folks, folks who have poured a lot of their money into these folks that they pay for them to go to these schools and they get to celebrate today. And, of course, this is Mother's Day weekend.
Okay,
so, well, there's a lot going on now.
Okay.
Some people can't crawl back in bed. There's a lot going on.
Okay,
here this
other than them folks, for the rest of you, crawl back in bed, and this will be a good morning to put on Conclave. You can watch it on Prime Video, and get yourself something to eat, get a big cup of coffee, go back to that room, wherever. Maybe it's the lounger, but this is a perfect kind of rainy morning to watch that movie you've been wanting to see, but you haven't had a chance to.
And now, because of what happens this week, you really got an interest.
Absolutely.
Right? Speak your interest, right?
Okay. Absolutely. Because I never would have watched it if it hadn't happened. It just seemed like... And speaking of movies, there is a fresh casting call.
Mm-hmm.
It is slow compared to the last couple of years, but believe it or not, Sam, it's starting to pick up.
Okay.
Got a bunch of things. Rose Locke has got three projects that I have on, one of being that John Madden movie.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I don't mean to put your business out there. Did you submit? Did you hear back from some folks? You ain't got to tell you what.
Yeah, put some out there. And no.
Okay. No. Trying to get Sam booked on some shows here. I can't wait for that announcement after you shot it.
All right.
But anyway, coming up at 10:40, got a fresh casting call. You know how you could get some of these jobs in front of the camera and behind the camera.
We're here until noon.
Yes, we are. We're here. Yeah, we didn't tell everybody that. We got here at 8 o'clock, and it's 8 to noon. And by the way, that's going to be us for the next little bit.
Yeah.
So plan accordingly.
Yeah.
And as always, the second hour of our show starts off with Mr. Crenshaw letting you know about what's going on locally, but we have a special guest coming up right afterwards.
We mentioned a couple of things that have happened. Last week we talked about the Bass Fishing State Championships. The Bass Fishing State Championships were at Lake Lanier and Greenbrier High School, which is down near Augusta. They were winners. South Forsyth was second. Congratulations to them. Today was supposed to be championship day for high school tennis. Everybody was supposed to go up to Rome, and because of the rain, they're not going to play today. They're going to play next Tuesday and Wednesday at their home courts. They had a coin flip. They had a coin flip, which I'm sure is a virtual coin flip. They didn't go to Waffle House. They had a coin flip for tennis, right? What was it about the coin flips for basketball and football? They had a coin flip for tennis this week. that's going on. And state high school track championships, as long as they're not no lightning, they should be running today in Rome, in Albany, up at Commerce, and in Carrollton for the state championships in track.
Hey, can I just say, somebody brought up something. Shout out to Eric Gordon. And he'll know who he is, and folks around here know who he is. And Eric knows everybody. I was with him this past week, and he mentioned he went to the door. He was going to the, I think he said the Dorff House.
Okay, okay.
Which I wouldn't have known what he meant until I met you.
Okay.
But
it's been there forever.
I don't know, but I don't go down. First of all, I don't go down there.
For the longest time, it stayed open all night. It doesn't stay open all night.
No. But I thought of you when he said that.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
There you go. Sorry, go ahead, finish what you're saying.
Somebody got here who's probably been there before. Folks, we always talk about high school athletics. Take some time to talk about it this time on our show. We always talk about those who are highly recruited or highly ranked nationally for their abilities on the field, on the court, or track. But what about the ones who participate and distinguish themselves in other ways, with leadership, with community service, and that type of thing? Positive athlete recognizes those high school student athletes in a very special way. Scott Peterson joins us now to talk about positive athlete, and he's been wanting to get on with us, Greg, for some time. So, Scott, welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Morning, Scott.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Greg. How are you guys?
We are doing fine.
We were dry.
Yes, that's true.
Well, that's good. Now, I couldn't get on the pickleball courts this morning anyway, so I was happy to come and do the show, and Sam's one of my favorite people in the world anyway.
Well, we're happy to have you on, and we're happy to have you talk about, recognizing young people in this day and time. We talk so much about the person that has 30 scholarship offers and this person that we know is going to play at the Division I level. There's so many athletes that learn the lessons and things they use for life and really distinguish themselves in other ways. Talk about positive athlete.
Yeah. Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, a few years ago, we actually started putting this program together. The best way to describe it is that we all know about, like, the NFL has the Walter Payton Man of the Year, and Major League Baseball has the Clemente Award. But there was nothing in high school. There was nothing that was really recognizing high school kids for giving back or what they do off the field versus what they do on the field. And actually, Heinz Ward and I started it up in Pittsburgh. But we wanted a program that included all sports, boys and girls, and just wanted to find the most positive athletes in every sport. And it wasn't about your stats on the field or anything like that. It was, one of three things. It was, how did you give back to your schools and communities? And so kids were doing amazing things. Some of them were starting their own foundations, and some were going on amazing missions trips and things like that. The other one was overcoming difficult circumstances, and kids had some incredible stories of their home life situations, of overcoming different illnesses and injuries and those things. And then some didn't have an amazing story. They were just those kids that are just those outstanding positive kids that just, they're so infectiously positive. Your coach would say, if I had 10 of these, we'd never lose a game. And we sent it out to the coaches and athletic directors and parents to be able to nominate their kids. And we started getting these nominations in, and it blew us away. And so we started having, Heinz said, I'll do an event down in downtown Pittsburgh. Of course, that was not hard to get kids. Hey, do you want to stand next to Hines Ward and get an award in Pittsburgh? And this is the time he had just won the Super Bowl MVP and Dancing with the Stars and all the things that Hines was all about. And so it was an easy call there. And then we moved. Then I said, Hines, would you do this in Georgia too? Because that's where I live. And he lived at the time too. And just to kind of give you an update, in Georgia, lad, this last year, we had 445 schools this last year give us close to 7,000 nominations of high school kids that fit that description.
So who decides, Scott? Is it the teachers, administrators? Do you have a committee yourself that looks through these 7,000 plus? And by the way,
well, we've snuck.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we snuck it into the conclave. We've actually got we have our own conclave, and when you get that many nominations in, you know, during the course of the year, we get these nominations, and they're nominations, not applications, so they're not real long. It's just we ask people to tell us about the kid. You know, you don't have to do a long nomination. Just tell us about the kid, and then the kid will fill in their profile in terms of the things that they're involved with and do. So throughout the course of the year, we start in September, and then we do the deadline date is usually, you know, the latter part of March. Throughout the year, we kind of grade the nominations. So we're kind of ahead of it. And then at the end of it, we'll take kind of the kids as we grade them A, B, C, and D, and put those kids up for the scholarships. And this year in Georgia, we're giving over $35,000 in scholarships away to the kids. Again, not for what they do on the field, but who they are in their communities.
Fantastic, folks. Spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning with Scott Peterson from Positive Athlete. And they are social. You can find them at Positive ATHGA, at Positive ATHGA. You want to follow along with Positive Athlete Georgia. You talked about, you know, this whole concept. How's it been received within the schools? And I know a lot of athletic directors and teachers and principals want something to get young people to aspire to be leaders and to be aware of their conduct and the way they carry themselves. And that's something that this encourages.
Yeah, you know, I think the thing that they appreciate is the fact that, and I think the parents do too, is that, you know, the kids that are going on to play at the next level, that's about 3% of the kids, you know, that are going on to play at the D1 level. Maybe it bumps up a little bit to 5% of the kids. But it doesn't mean that the other, you know, 95 to 97% of the kids don't love their sport just as much as the kid who is the elite athlete. And one of the things that we found when we started getting corporate partners involved with this is that they said, you know what you got there? You've got a pipeline of high character, teamwork oriented kids who are the kind of people we're trying to want to hire. And so many people have gotten involved with our organization because they said, hey, can you turn us on to these kids? Because they've got, you know, what Champ Bailey is involved with our organization now, and Champ did an event with the lieutenant governor, which he went out and talked to several corporations around Georgia, and they said our number one problem is workforce. We either can't find them, or we can't find the ones we want. And Champ said, have you ever considered athletes? Because they have all the soft skills that you need. They'll show up on time. You can yell at them, and they'll come back the next day, and all of those things.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Go ahead.
Most of them anyway. But the thing about it is that it's a group that, and most athletes don't even realize at the time that they are learning these soft skills while they play their sport. And so one of the things we're trying to do with our program is help kids understand that and understand the value of when you're playing sports, you are building something for your future. And that if you interviewed most major corporations and their executives and you ask them, did you play high school sports? I think you'd hear that a high majority of them would say, absolutely, I did.
Have you this award that you're handing out each year, has it been affected by NILs being introduced into, well, most levels, mostly obviously on the college level, but high school, some of the cities or states that have had that in place? I'm just curious how that has changed the mentality of the kids that you deal with.
No, it really hasn't. Because, again, all our, you know, our program is for 100% of the kids. And I'll tell you, this week I was in Louisville and I was speaking with all of the CEOs of all of the major organizations for sports. So it was USA softball, USA track and field and swimming. There is a lot of concern, I can tell you, from what's going on at the probably more at the collegiate football level, of what's happening to all of our Olympic sports, which have always, you know, the collegiate level has been our feeder ground for the Olympic sports. And many programs are starting to go away just because NIL has now dipped into taking the money that was normally spent. You know, I think Clemson just dropped their swimming program. And so where it's hurting is that it's taking away kind of the drive for some programs to exist in high school because the collegiate programs aren't going to be there for them to aspire to be. And so the only thing that I would say that it's hurting is the fact that some participation in sports is going down because some of the dreams are being killed. And that's some of the effect of what's going on at the collegiate level, and the NIL is trickling down into that. That's one of the problems. So that's what we're trying to do. And that's one of the reasons that not only at the high school level this year, our program is now national. And we're in 3,300 schools around the country, and we've got 12,000 nominations that have come in from all 50 states this year. And so we're trying to kind of help with this process. And each of those national governing bodies is getting behind this to kind of say, hey, look, the long term of what we're doing is going to be affected by how we keep kids engaged and understanding what the value of playing sports is. And positive athletes going to be a big component of that.
Yeah, folks, we're wrapping up here with Scott Peterson. We can go on for an hour with you,
but bring him back.
Yeah, we have to bring you back. If someone is listening to this and they have a young person that they feel they want to nominate or want to find out more, how do they go about that process, Scott?
Yeah, in Georgia, we will kick off our nominations again in September, and they can go to positiveathlete.org. And they can get nominated, and they can nominate their kid. If someone's driving around right now or listening and they have a child that wants to, they think this fits this description, they can nominate them. And a coach same way. But that'll start up in September and go through probably mid April next year. It's free. It can take as little as 5 minutes to do. And we would love to hear from them. This year, the thing they're going to get an app that is it's two things. It's a character education app, and it's also a little mini LinkedIn that it starts a kid being able to kind of build their resume as to who they are and all the soft skills they're learning in sports.
That is fantastic stuff. Scott, this is fascinating.
Are you coming back?
Yeah,
Scott.
We got to have to bring you back. but so glad you had some time for us this morning. We appreciate you so much as always.
Thank you, man.
And thanks for being with us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for the voice.
Appreciate it. I, you're right, because I got a bunch of questions and haven't even gotten into artificial intelligence and AI. And all these kids are on the forefront of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I got to go back to school and learn some stuff.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
All right, Noel's World coming up before we finish this 9 o'clock hour, but up next, going to talk some basketball, NBA playoffs, and our Atlanta Hawks with our own Caleb Johnson. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to mlb.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.